We had originally planned our trip to York for May, but unfortunately, we had to cancel it because they are doing repair work in the famous cathedral that month. So in the end, we'll be going a month later instead. This means the weather will probably be a bit better as well. You might remember that we chose to visit York because we wanted to see that magnificent cathedral and its other wonderful examples of architecture, and because of its long, rich history. It's also only a 2.5-hour bus journey from London's King Cross Station, which makes it perfect for a day trip. We have time to arrive there, do some sightseeing before lunch, then visit some more of the city until we leave at 7 p.m. The cost of the trip is £20 for club members and £30 for non-members. And there's a 20% reduction for under 18-year-olds and senior citizens. The cost includes a guided tour of the cathedral in the morning. Lunch won't be provided, but there are lots of great restaurants in York, or you might prefer just to take sandwiches. There are plenty of things to see and do in the afternoon. I've been to York a couple of times, and I can assure you that if you have some money to spend, there are some wonderful shops. There's also the National Rail Museum. I've never been there myself, but if you're like my partner, who's mad about trains, that could be of interest. This time, I hope to go on the Wheel of York, which I haven't been on yet. People say you get fantastic views of the city from the top. There's also a chance to visit Jorvik, which is an interesting exhibition in the center of York. It's an original Viking village from 1,000 years ago, which has been reconstructed. You can find out where the Vikings came from, why they came to this part of England, and how they lived. Both my partner and I really enjoyed that. Anyway, our plan is to leave at 9:15 from outside the town hall. So if you decide to come, please make sure you're there 10 minutes before that. Again, the bus ride should take about 2.5 hours, including a short break for coffee and a bite to eat. The last trip we organized was extremely popular, and there weren't enough places for everyone. So I suggest you let us know as soon as possible if you want to go. There are 52 seats on the bus, but some people have already booked their seat. So you should sign up soon if you want to participate in the fun. Our secretary is refusing to deal with emails this time, but you can phone her this week or put your name down this evening.